William Morrow and Harper Audio present Careful What You Wish For, a novel by Hallie Efron, performed by Amy McFadden. 1. Saturday. Emily Harlow wasn't convinced that her sock drawer sparked joy. Her socks had once been a jumbled mess, stuffed in the top drawer of the mahogany bureau she'd inherited from her grandmother. She'd tried to follow the decluttering guru's mantra, keeping only those socks that spoke to her heart, and arranging them so that they stood at attention, paired and folded just so, starting at the toe, and sorted by color. Months later, bright and early on this muggy August morning, as she stood in her sunlit bedroom in shorts, a tank top, and flip-flops, the message those socks whispered to her heart was more about privilege than joy. Who on earth needed so many pairs of socks? Still, sock sorting had been life-changing. On a whim, as she'd done it, she took a sequence of snapshots, then assembled the stills into a stop-motion video, a herky-jerky animated progression showing the transformation from chaotic to tidy, with a few socks saluting the camera in the process, and ending with a selfie of her grinning as she deposited a bag of discards in a Goodwill collection bin. Dissolve to a final shot of her newly ordered sock drawer. Watching that video did spark joy. She'd posted it on Instagram. Thousands of views and shares later, the Boston Globe ran a human interest story on Emily and her sock sorting video. A local morning TV talk show invited her on. And before she knew it, she had people reaching out and asking her to help them declutter their drawers and closets and film the process. That had been just before the school year ended, at a time when she was susceptible to any excuse not to go back to teaching the next fall. Once upon a time, she'd loved teaching, loved setting up her classroom in September, sorting her supply closet and stocking it with reams of paper and art supplies, meeting 25 fresh-faced third graders and introducing them to the wonders of fractions, the solar system, and Charlotte's Web. But after 8 years of the East Hartwell school system's relentless focus on tests, along with well-meaning parents who valued grammar and spelling over creativity and problem-solving, teaching itself no longer spoke to her heart, not in the uncomplicated way that her sock sorting did. The outpouring in response to her video and the prospect of a stream of clients willing to pay for help decluttering their living spaces felt like a minor miracle. In short order, Emily had tendered her resignation, barbecued stacks of lesson plans and grade books, and given away a ton of teacher's guides and school supplies. She hoped she'd never have to smell another erasable marker or staple another corrugated border on a bulletin board. She'd been pleasantly surprised when her husband, Frank, encouraged her to go for it, take the risk, give it a year and see what happens. Even though they were still paying off loans they'd taken out when Frank and his best friend, Ryan Mellinson III, started their private practice law firm. Compared to the emotional roller coaster that she and Frank had been on trying to conceive a child, the ups and downs of launching a new business seemed like a walk in the park. The only thing that made Frank uneasy was her going alone into strangers' homes. You just never knew. So he'd set up location sharing on her phone so he'd know where to start looking if she didn't come home, and bought her a stun gun, baby blue, about the size of a TV remote. She'd fired it once. The sparks and lightning crackle had scared her half to death. She'd dropped the gadget into her gear bag and hoped she'd never have to use it. Emily had partnered with her best friend, Becca Jane, a one-time nurse turned social worker turned life coach, who was perfectly equipped to hold clients' hands and nurture them through the peeling away of personal property, as painful for some as peeling off layers of skin. Turned out, people could part with that beloved herd of plastic horses that they'd collected when they were 8, or that flowing chiffon they'd worn to their senior prom, if they had its image saved in a digital archive. Emily made the freeze-frame videos capturing vanishing possessions. She and Becca called themselves freeze-frame clutter kickers, their logo a high-heeled boot kicking an unspooling reel of videotape. Emily's sock sorting had gotten them off to a good start. Now she was creating a closet sorting video to grab the attention of more potential customers.
Emmy, I'm off. Sample complete. Ready to continue?